You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
For a holiday, life is a cabaret.
I feel like we need some jazz hands going on here, some jazz shoes, some lace, like a boa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I brought
tonight,
my
Sonia yes. brought the sexiness, the burlesque today. To the show.
Oh,
incredible. Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys. I'm Ashley Daniels, your host for Real Housewives of New York with my beautiful hosts. Who am I with tonight?
Hey, guys. I'm Lindsay Wagner. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Ashley. I am Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. And the episode was called Holla in the Hamptons, but we all think it should have been called Cabaret or Cabaret-lesque, as she calls
yes,
it.
I love that new term. I love making up words.
Yes, I know. That's the best word. It's like it's so catchy. It's going to catch on. It's going to go viral. Okay, hashtag everybody, Cabaret-lesque.
Yeah.
Go.
Done.
Trending now. So we have a very special phone call tonight. Kind of guest, but she won't be here in the physical form, but we have the beautiful Sonia calling in tonight, and just coincidentally the whole episode revolved around her and her beauty, so we're very lucky. Once again, we get another housewife on the phone that has a lot to do with the episode that night, so we're
lucky.
We're getting lucky with that.
The universe is on our side.
It is. We had Bookgate last week with Carol, and now we're going to be calling Sonia, and our beautiful producer Roya will let us know when she's on the line. So did you guys, I had a blast watching her. I wanted more time. I wanted to see her on stage.
I know. I wanted to see more rehearsals, not because she needed to rehearse, but just because it was more like of the performance and kind of getting to see her in her element, I felt like.
Yes.
It's definitely her performing element. That's what she does. That's what she loves to do. And the thing is, she looks phenomenal. We can all agree she is in fantastic shape.
Oh, my gosh.
She looks amazing. She looked great on stage, looked great, in the fishnets and everything. She looked great. The boobs were where they were supposed to be.
Everything was where it was supposed to be.
All good stuff. Perfect.
Yeah absolutely. And I'm just going to check something right now. Contacting her if you guys want to take over for one session.
Well, I think I just want to shout out to the youth center, the LGBT youth center, which is what she was doing the event for in the first place. And I don't know. I just thought that is so relevant and such a great cause to have put your time and effort and gotten all these people together in the Hamptons to come celebrate and
support that cause.
And hi, Sonia. Sorry to interrupt. We just
that's all right.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. You know, the phone call was coming in Cat O'Manny, and I said, isn't she in England? Why is she calling me now? I'm like, Sonia in the City did Cat's book party, and I thought, she's calling me now.
That sounds like me. I'm always like, is this a credit company? Who is this? Hi, Sonia. I'm Ashley, and I'm here with Lindsay and Courtney tonight. Thank you so much for picking up the phone.
Hi, Sonia. This is Lindsay.
Well, hello, girls.
Hello.
You looked incredible tonight.
Yes,
we were just talking about how lucky we are to get you on the phone on a night like this when you just literally stole the show.
What?
Well, this is the crazy night to get me. I mean, they made it look like that show was all about me. And I was just a cameo. There were actually 90 Broadway performers.
Oh, wow.
Singers, cabaret performers. I was just the cameo. I was the spokesperson to sell tickets and to put the event together at Sony in the City and to raise money for Legally.
Oh,
my
God.
For the Long Island lesbian and gay youth.
Right.
For this youth center. I wasn't. You know, this was a charity event that I was doing on the side on top of everything else. But they, you know, the way the show cuts it, it's all about the housewives. So it looked like the whole evening was about me just winging it. and you know, it was kind of fun.
Well, you're a busy woman, and I have to say, your body. You already had a great body like every other season, but this season, what is going on?
What are you? What's
your
workout?
Secret.
Yes, what's your workout? What are you doing?
It's insane.
What do we need to know?
Insane. Your legs are. It's
for
insane.
Days.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh, I guess it's that 5-floor, you know, home of mine. Chasing my 13-year-old daughter around.
Yeah.
And then my 23-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah, he's a keeper.
Oh my god.
He was so cute with you backstage. Oh.
Isn't he handsome?
Yes.
So handsome.
And he's so religious, and the family's so important to him. Aww. And he's just so nice with my daughter.
Oh.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. Okay, so. You obviously, I love that you did this kind of on a whim. I mean, you ooze confidence. So it's one of those things where no matter what, even if you did something last minute with the burlesque dance, you nailed it. And I really do. You did say it was confidence. You kind of said you relate yourself a little bit to Liza Minnelli. But did you even think that you did? Because you did incredible. I mean, were you surprised that you could wing that quickly and do such a good job?
Well. Like I said, since I was a young girl in beauty pageants, I think what Woody Allen said is 90% is just showing up. The rest is, you know, your friends are there. I had sponsors for the alcohol and for the food. And, you know, my friend Steve Carl from Carlisle off the green, he provided the props and everything. I knew that it was just all friends coming together. And that's what creates atmosphere. Me coming out on stage, it was the wind beneath my sails from there. And then I go into character. Yeah. If my top fell off, or if I just bombed the line, I was just going to wing it because I knew I was amongst friends.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you were.
Well, I have to say, minus one. I mean, who does she think she is that Amanda Sanders is talking about you like that? I wanted to slap her. I wanted to fly to New York and slap her in the face if I could. I did not like that.
Heather Thompson said she had two faces.
Yeah.
I kind of was seeing, in Psycho, it was just spinning around.
Definitely.
Because this is your first time seeing the show, right? So this is the first time you're noticing that she's this kind of negative on the whole thing? Shocked.
I was shocked.
Wow.
And to be an image consultant, no less, I mean, you need to hire one for yourself.
A consultant should be very supportive of a woman having confidence.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
One, for an image... for someone helping any woman with their image is inside out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I don't care if you're wearing a $2 dress. It's
right.
Your confidence coming from inside. I did say when you do burlesque, a lot of it has to do with the costume. And Hank Stanfill, who's Speakeasy Modern, the MC, he said to me, "Don't worry, the girls will have a costume for you." Of course, that and the liquor sponsor dropped out last minute, and I didn't cancel.
No.
I didn't say take me off the headmask. I came.
Yeah.
But
well, you did a great thing.
Confidence has to stay there because you don't know you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your boyfriend, you're going to lose your house. You have to keep going.
I think you really send a great message to young girls that watch this as well, because you do have such confidence, and you show people that you don't always have to show your best side, show your most, you know, you're not afraid to say, hey, you know what, I don't have enough money to buy a $6,000 costume, or, you know, you're relatable, and I love that you're able to do that, because so many of these housewives on all of the franchises are very insecure, and they're not willing to go that way, and you are, and, you know, I commend you on that, because, I mean, everybody loves you, especially AfterBuzz, we love you,
yes.
We think you're amazing, and you're just...
I'm so glad, because, you know, if there's a twinge when you watch reality TV, sometimes you say, oh, gosh, is everyone going to understand this? And I guess you guys do.
No, I mean...
You know, when Ramona is, like, kicking up my carpet at the tea, saying there's holes in my carpet, we had two hurricanes and three storms this year, and I have to wait for Chubb Insurance to tell me if they're going to replace that Persian carpet. I'm not going to go out and buy another $30,000 carpet. I have to wait.
Yeah.
You don't just roll that sucker up and throw it out.
You
have to wait and see what Chubb Insurance says.
Yes. I think
need to see that.
I'm sorry, you're the only one who has a bunch of interns working for you when you think about it, who wants to really hang out with the other ones for no money? I mean, you have to be doing something right to have so many people wanting to work for you and intern for you. I mean, that's got to show something right there.
Well, you know, I hate to come out on that too, but the whole thing is interns come from the colleges and they have requirements to meet, and I have requirements to meet. They don't just come and do work. They have to be monitored. If they came and did work, then they could go out and get jobs and be paid.
Yep.
And everything would be done, wouldn't it? But we work side by side, and every piece of work that they, anything they work on, I have to check it. Mm-hmm. And no email goes out without me checking it. Sometimes I'll Siri out a speech, or I do so many interviews, so I'll Siri a bunch of interviews, my newsletter, some tweets. They'll go through and edit it for me. I'll check it, and then I'll show them where they missed this, this, or that. And they look up the tags and the hashtags, and then I send it. I'm the one that pushes send. Right.
So what kind of jobs are these interns looking at getting after this experience with you?
Well, I would say the three main categories I have is I have social media interns, I have business interns, and then I have stylist interns.
So
from the fashion colleges, I've always had people from the fashion colleges. It's way before the show. They pick up my dresses and drop them off, and they keep them in mint condition. They photograph me with celebrities or the jet set wearing them, make sure they get to the newspapers, to the magazines, and then when that comes out or the appearance comes out, say it's a video, we edit it down to less than 2 minutes. No one wants to watch more than that.
Right.
And they keep the press kit in shape. We do press releases, media releases. I just did the Sony in the City season 6 party.
Ooh.
We had over 450 people. You have to make sure you have a handful of celebrities press. So those are the social media and then stylists. Mm-hmm. And the business interns, they're more interested in the real nitty gritty, when the lawyers are calling in and scheduling and calendar. You wouldn't believe some of these guys are so brainiac, but they couldn't address an envelope.
Like, really?
Europe. And they don't understand it takes 2 stamps to mail to Europe. Or they don't know when they put something in a calendar, I need cross streets to go to Columbus Circle.
Oh my God.
They don't really know. Mm-hmm. They've never done it.
I
really haven't done it.
And, I'm just curious. This is not really about your interns. I'm just curious. We were surprised to see that Luann is still with her boyfriend.
Jacques?
Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously we know what happened last season, but were you surprised?
Where did you see her with her boyfriend? Because they broke up.
Well, she said it. She mentioned him. We didn't see her with them, but she said Jacques, and then they said, mm-hmm. They mentioned it was her boyfriend.
Oh, on the show, yeah, but we filmed the show,
they're
done now.
Okay. I was going to say
and
that.
And then we wrapped.
Okay, I was going to say.
They broke up after we finished.
Got it.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah,
crazy.
It absolutely is, yeah. I mean, but it was nice to see her back, and what did you think about seeing her and Aviva at first getting along so well, and then seeing Aviva kind of get a little bitter when she saw Luann and
Carol
make up? Because you're so light in love, and you're...
You know what? Listen, I love Lulu. You know, she's a girlfriend of mine.
Yeah.
But, none of us are perfect, but I always say Lou's on the fence. She's always on the fence. One minute she's saying to Aviva, yeah, she's not a girl's girl, but then they make up, which I'm very happy about.
Right.
I love. So when they make up and they were dancing at my party, that's what I want.
Right.
I want them dancing at my party, having a good time.
Right. Exactly, yeah. I know. And you were able to, you were able to get through to them and to kind of facilitate a little more of a peace at some point, but then mm-hmm. it just went off. I mean, no one could even reel them back in, not even Luann, even though it was her house. I mean, it was hard to see that.
To host the party and not even be able to control what was going on. But you really stayed neutral with everything, and that's a difficult quality to have, especially with women that are very outspoken and that want to start drama. So it's great to see, but you can stay peacekeeper in the middle a little bit. And I think we missed Ramona in this episode because she would have been. And what side do you think she would have been on with this whole Amanda situation? I think she would have been mad at her for saying that stuff about you.
Absolutely.
Well, Heather took that fight on.
Mm-hmm.
Heather was totally annoyed with Amanda.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so.
I was oblivious to the fact that Amanda was playing everyone.
Well, the thing that was
You get a girl like that in every situation, mm-hmm. someone that just comes in, they don't know what they're talking about, and they're just looking for attention. They have no substance.
Faye Resnick.
I was oblivious
Lindsay
to
said.
It because I don't pay attention to that. I was really focused more on what is going on with Aviva and Carol, because I know it's not about who wrote this book or who didn't write a book. I knew it was deeper. I think that the new girl, Kristen, was onto something that seems a little bit more like jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, right.
What the hell Carol has to be jealous about, I don't know, because Carol's got it all going on.
So you think Carol was, you know, you think Carol was jealous of Aviva?
It's she, they both have a little jealousy going on or something, because what the hell would Carol be even concerned with?
Right.
I mean, Carol has everything going on for her.
Mm-hmm. She does.
I wouldn't be, this would be like swatting a fly for me.
Right.
It's nonsense.
Right.
And then Aviva, I can understand. She just, this is a major accomplishment for Aviva to have a book published by a major publisher, sharing her story, which is a wonderful thing to do for all of those people out there who are feeling the same kind of struggles that Aviva went through.
Right. No, yeah. I know you said.
Yeah. I think it has something to do more than, you know, insulting each other's writing style.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, you're obviously, I mean, one of my favorite things is watching you, and obviously Ramona wasn't on tonight, but I have to say I love watching you, Ramona. I feel like it's like Lucy and Ethel, but you both look more like, you know, the Lucy type.
Yeah.
I couldn't call one of you Ethel. You're both stunning. But you have that dynamic. Do people ever say you guys are kind of like Lucy and Ethel? You're so silly.
All the time. Lucy and Ethel, Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Ramona.
Yeah, Ramona.
My hashtag is Ramona with the J.
Yeah, yeah. And now, I know she doesn't want to talk about that, but I am wondering, is she doing okay with the situation with Mario? How is she holding up?
Yeah, it's really not anything to talk. That's like serious stuff.
Yeah, no, really I know, but she, yeah.
But she knows she has a good friend in me that anytime she needs me, I'm here.
Yeah.
We do a lot of appearances together, and we prefer it that way. I mean, we couldn't do the show without each other. We're there for each other no matter what. We have our fights because we're sisters, and we can trust each other to go there and come back. I mean, look where I went with Heather with Toastergate, and we never
Toastergate,
rose to that
oh
level.
My God.
I was worried after seeing that last season that this is going to be bad with you guys getting back together. And you guys seem, I mean, really looks like Heather is getting along with everybody in the cast this season except Aviva.
Mm-hmm.
But I was glad to see
and
you guys
Amanda.
Mend those fences.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I have to say she's been loyal to me. And when we went through our tiff, it was more like sisters as well, like I do with Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has been there for me. And we agree we have our differences, and we agree that we can have those differences. And I like a woman that can be real.
Yes.
And not take it down and dirty.
Well, I liked seeing Teague's. I think you got a little dirty with you and Aviva locked lips. That was pretty impressive.
Oh, yes.
Wow, that was a great little scene. I mean, and you said if Harry walked in, would he have been happy watching his ex-girlfriend and his ex-wife kiss?
He would have died.
That would have been so funny.
Harry would have died if he saw me with his wife. Who would have known that would have ever happened? But I still agree, no matter, you know, how much tequila we drank that night, I still agree that I really think that neither girl should have been asking about writers, ghostwriters.
Yeah.
They really should have been just congratulating each other on
and
their
fun.
Successes.
And fun.
I have to just ask you, what is it about Harry that he has been able to get all these gorgeous girls over time? What I mean, because I think he's a handsome man, but there's got to be more to it. Does he just have some type of charm that we don't see enough of him from the show that we can't understand really what it is? But do you have like one word you could describe?
The guys I date have they come from great families, very, you know, religious, well brought up. They love their mothers. You know, Heather was saying he's a great dipper when he dances. That's just the way he's been brought up. You know, southern charm.
It's different.
We used to go to the steeplechases, the horses, you know, the shade, the BMW, the ladies in pearls, and the guys in their jackets. He's just a class act.
Okay.
And that goes a lot further than just a hot looking guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We're not the desperate housewives.
No, you're not.
You're
no.
real.
No,
New
you're,
York City.
You're real. Exactly.
You know, it's Rome, it's Paris, and it's New York.
Absolutely.
And the only kind of guys I go for are the guys like, you know, like Harry and Ben and my ex-husband. It's a different ilk.
Yep.
Cultured travel.
That doesn't mean I didn't go out January from that calendar of firemen.
Right. Well, you like gentlemen. You like a man to treat you, you know, like you should be treated, like the princess that you are. You're such a sweet, nice woman that you should absolutely have the best of the best. And I love that you expect that because so many girls like the bad boys that they can't reach and they don't text them back, they don't call them back, they don't like the good guys. I always love the good guys.
No time for that. I agree with you. Like Anthony, Mr. January on that calendar, I thought I stopped the January. He treats his mother so well.
Oh.
And he came, but when he would come for our dates, you know, we never got involved or whatever because, like I told you, I can't get involved with every gorgeous guy. I know it looks like
there's
that.
There's no time.
But, you know, he came with flowers. He was a real gentleman. beautiful
Aww.
Man.
Oh, that's...
Well, you sure I know how to pick them.
Do you want to ask
That's question? The other thing people are asking. Well, you were with Ben. Why were you out with Harry? Well, if Ben's in Dubai and Israel on business, I can go out with Harry.
Of course you can.
I mean, he... Of course Ben trusts me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be with more than one guy at once, but when you're with a 13-year-old daughter, that's my commitment. She comes first,
right.
And I'm not giving
Absolutely.
Up my life
she
and
should
lifestyle
be so proud
for
of you.
Some man.
You said
I just came out of a marriage.
Yeah,
you know?
No, totally. She should be so proud. I'm sure she's so proud of you. You're doing so much, and you balance so many things. I can't imagine how you must start your day at like 7 a.m. and you're still going right now. It's almost midnight for you. So mm-hmm. We really appreciate you.
I know.
Calling.
I'm over here at Dr. Kassir's office getting this non-surgical. It's called a non-surgical nose job. I just tweeted it. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Please tell me about that. Please
we were just
tweet
talking
me
about that.
Did you see that you guys were talking about
no,
it?
No,
we were just talking
no,
about our noses. We hate our noses. Wait, what is it any type of injection? Is that what it is? Like a filler?
It's like three little injections on the bridge of my nose, and then he does it at the tip just to lift it a little, and it lasts for 6 months. He did the before and after pictures, which I just tweeted.
What is it? Did he use?
And I like it.
What filler did he use? Can you tell us? Because that's what we want to go.
I don't remember. But
all right.
Well, we're gonna check your tweet.
K-A-S-S-I-R,
yeah, we're gonna
go check. KASSIR, and it's right on 74 and Park Avenue.
Well, listen, when you come to LA next time, you gonna come hang out with us at the studio and host with us? We want to have you here.
Oh gosh, absolutely.
We would love that.
Love that.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us tonight. We called you, or I don't know how we did it, but we got you on the phone, and we really appreciate it. We know how busy you are, and we love talking to you. You're
well,
so fun.
I just want to tell you, you girls make it worth me doing the show, because I was scared to do the show. I turned it down when it was Manhattan Moms with Jill. It was supposed to be Jill's there, and I came back after I saw the ladies and the children doing so well. And the thing that really makes it worthwhile for me is being able to help my charities and to hear from women like you saying that I inspire them.
Oh, you definitely
do.
You definitely do.
Self-deprecating jokes. And if it gets you through the day, and if it gets you through the night, like Frank Sinatra says, even better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. You really do. And it's very rare to see a housewife that can be relatable to younger girls and also to housewives. And it's... you really, I have to say, you're one in a million when it comes to the housewives,
yeah.
So you need a spinoff.
You're a
we got to do a spinoff.
That and being able to relate with people that make, honest, modest living, and then also up to the, wazoos as far as what their bank account has.
Yeah.
It's hard for one person, which you totally are able to do, to have everybody relate to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we love you, and we hope you come visit us soon, and maybe we'll get you on the phone at some point if you don't come to L.A., but thank you so much again, and have a great night, Sonia.
Okay, big kiss to you, girls.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. She's the best.
She was
so sweet.
A breath of fresh air from a housewife.
I know.
Seems so down to earth. Wonderful.
I know.
Wonderful.
She's just one of those people that I can't imagine her having any haters. Like, there's nobody out there that could possibly be not on her side.
There's going to be people out there that are haters.
I know.
But
I can't even. What could you ever say about her? That she's just one of those people
that's
sweet.
It's the people that get jealous, though. It's that they want what she has and they can't. They're too insecure to just go for it themselves. They just have to put down other people to feel good about themselves.
Yeah, that's probably it. Because she's just one of those people that doesn't really I don't see her ever causing controversy.
But she puts herself out there, and then when she does get flack for it, she lets it roll off. And
so
I think
quickly.
That's what makes her even more likable to somebody that maybe wouldn't be like, well, she's not really my cup of tea. But you see that. You see somebody that's putting herself out there willing to take the criticism and go, okay. That's me.
Like, can we just talk about how cool she is that she's getting her nose done, fixed right
now?
So she's getting an injection. What time is it right now?
It's 11.
Coast?
Yeah, 11:40 almost.
What doctor is in the doctor's? That's a real doc. He's committed to his job.
Dr. Kassir.
Kassir.
She tweeted
Kassir.
It.
She did. Okay.
We're going to all check it out and retweet you guys. So.
I don't know where I put my phone. I want to look at it.
Which is actually a reminder. Make sure you guys go on to our iTunes and rate AfterBuzz and all the other AfterBuzz shows.
Yes, please.
Five
Thank you.
Stars. Let us know what you're thinking. Go on YouTube. Send us comments and stuff. We like to interact with you guys out there. So let us know what you're thinking. And
thank you, Lindsay.
Posted.
Thank you. That's very true. We very much wanted. We also want to know what you thought of tonight with Sonia calling in. We definitely want to know what you thought about her her thoughts on Aviva and Carol, because I was surprised to see that she's kind of not on Carol's
side.
I mean, that was kind of hard because we like Carol. We're having Carol on the show, and I thought Carol was great. And Lindsay, you liked Carol a lot, right?
Yeah, I liked Carol a lot, but I'm still the person that's like, I see compassion for Aviva, too. I get it.
I like Aviva. I mean, I know she doesn't have maybe the biggest fan base as far as the other housewives right now, but I do. And I don't know if it's just because I feel like a lot of the little things that she says are maybe misunderstood, and they're not meant in a malicious way, but that's how they're sometimes taken or perceived, because I'm with Sonia on this whole book thing. I don't think that Carol to Aviva or vice versa, either of the comments made were meant maliciously. I think she was honestly asking, did you use a ghostwriter? Because she was curious.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol just instantly took that personally. And then, you know, when Carol came back asking her about hers and, you know, I'm a writer and, you know, what you're writing a book. And they both just kind of, it was a misunderstanding that just kind of got blown out of proportion, and everybody picked sides and just ran with it.
Yes, and I actually, if it was just that, then I could see what you're saying more. But when I think back on Aviva last season and how she was, I brought this up last week, how she would apologize and she would take it back.
Mm-hmm.
She'd apologize and then you'd see one of her confessionals and she's like so unapologetic. It was hard for me to feel like she was being real because I couldn't tell which Aviva was real, because I actually really liked her to myself, and I actually think I'm sure she's a very good person. I'm sure there's nothing wrong with that. She's a mean-spirited person. I just don't understand where she was coming from in that sense. I just feel like the two of them were just going to clash heads regardless, because I think that the whole book situation in writing is so, so important to Carol that's her whole, like, that's everything to her. And she put so much time and work into that. So imagine putting 20 years into something and then seeing somebody that's never written a book write a book and talk about it on the air and then they're going to get a book deal. And it's kind of like, but I'm a real writer.
Yes.
Like, how come, like, you know what I mean? I just don't get, I guess I can get where she's coming from.
And Aviva had also made up a couple lies. So that right there, when you hear that, then you get a little bit defensive for the other person and protective of the other person too. But, you know, I was glad to hear Sonia say that, yeah, there wasn't the time or place. And it was frustrating, obviously, as we all watch. And we're like, this is obviously not going to get solved until the two of them sit down again together. Luann's party, when they've all been drinking, isn't the time.
No.
When you've got Amanda jumping in with her claims about
whatever she has to say.
I loved seeing Kristen. She's so real that she can't even sit on the couch and look at Aviva talking without, like, being, like, no, she's
reacting.
Like this. She's like this, just nodding her, just shaking her head back and forth. Because she's like, come on. It was just the best. It was like, she can't fake it. She's
and
very
I loved Kristen because, like what you were asking Sonia about Harry, she was the one that she was like, I'm not saying he's not handsome, but
what is it?
I don't get
it. He wasn't as good looking as I thought he'd be. And I was like, girl, you are right on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Everybody knows him. I don't know why everybody knows him. Everybody slept with him. I mean, the only thing I could think of is, you know.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of.
That's what Carol said.
Oh, she did? Okay.
But it must be that.
Yeah. I mean, but didn't you notice that Amanda said at one point, I think she said during the party, she's like, she said something like, oh, he already saw. She meant, I think she was talking about her clothes or something. And she said, I think he already saw me like that or something. She was trying to pretend like she had already slept with him. I don't know what the comment was. I got to go back and I'll tweet it.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't she say something like she had already slept? She kind of acted like she already slept with him. Well, then she didn't. Then she said she didn't later
on. Because she definitely came out with a comment kind of like she's the only one that hasn't gotten to
him
yet.
But I thought that she said
something
during the party.
That's not something to be upset about.
No. So maybe she didn't. I could have sworn she said something little like, oh, well, it doesn't matter.
It was her skirt. Do you
want
to see how high it goes up?
Yeah, that's what it was.
At the lunch.
Right.
With
that's
his,
what it
the
was.
Awkwardness of the lunch with Harry. I mean, we all know that Harry, according to last week, Harry, Aviva, and Reed, they do get along now.
Yeah.
But adding Amanda to the mix and hearing her talk badly about Harry the night before at the party, saying she'd met him and he didn't remember her. And now here she is saying, you should be my date to Luann's party. I was like, wait, what? It's absolutely the two-faced talking crap about Sonia on stage and then cozying up to Sonia at the party.
Yes.
I was just...
And that's like, I mean, Aviva's right there. Like, she just said that the reason that Harry wasn't invited was because it's Luann's party and it's out of respect.
Right.
And so the first thing out of Amanda's mouth is, well, he can be my date. Yeah.
It's like she controls Aviva. She's like, well, if I say it, then Aviva's going to. But I have to say, you mentioned Reed. I have to just say, I have to commend him on being such a great, confident husband. Because what husband would be like, he said, more like brothers to his wife's ex-husband.
That was big.
And he's silly. He's like, I don't know how you two ever got married. I love that. It's he's confident. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I don't know how many times we'll ever see that in a husband or anybody on TV that's
We also see TV. That Aviva has no feelings left for Harry whatsoever. Yeah. That ship has sailed a long time ago. Yeah. So I think when you have that, there's literally nothing there anymore. It's easier for the significant other than to be able to come to terms with something like that. But it does take a confident and strong man to do that, so props to Reed.
I agree. Yes. I agree with you. Okay, so what did you guys think of when you saw at Luann's house, or I think it was Luann's house or it was Sonia's house, they were in the Hamptons, and Carol goes up to Luann to apologize, and they go like near the bar area. I think it was Luann's, because I think that's actually Luann's bar that I remember from last season. First of all, I was so happy that Carol did that, because I don't think Carol meant anything by that last season. I think she just said it, and she didn't realize how hurtful it was, because Luann was – I think Luann was a little more insecure, because this was a season where she was – you know, she had to go through her divorce, and she was a little more vulnerable on camera. So I think that anything that was said to her, too, would have probably hit her a little more, you know.
Hypersensitive.
Yeah.
With the circumstances, of course.
I was so happy that Carol did that, though. And then – they said, I think it was Aviva said, oh, how coincidental. She's like playing chess or whatever. Now she's apologizing to Carol because we're not getting along. So she wants to get everybody in her court. Did you think that Carol did that for that reason, or did you think she really did it wholeheartedly?
I think she did it wholeheartedly. I think that it was probably something that she'd been wanting to do and had definitely put some thought into. Mm-hmm. And this just happened to be the first place or, you know, sort of circumstance that she had an opportunity to approach Luann where it would just be, you know, genuine, but not have to be this over-the-top big deal, like, let's meet for dinner, let's make a big deal, you know. And so I think it was genuine. I don't think it had anything to do with what was going on with her and Aviva.
I will actually take Aviva's side on this one.
Okay.
Because you know you're going to go to this cabaret-esque with, for Sonia, in the Hamptons, and then you're going to go to Luann's house after. I'm sorry, before I go to somebody's house that I have beef with, I'm going to make that apology happen right away. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to wait till the party to do it there when we've all been spending 2 or 3 days together. I'm going to do it right away. So I'm going to call that person and go, hey, before I come to your house, I don't want there to be any drama. So I'm going to apologize for my actions. Mm-hmm. So I think seeing Aviva and Luann kind of getting close together, maybe Carol thought, okay, maybe I do need to make this apology happen and just kind of, you know,
it was motivating.
I feel like it was a little bit of motivation. I'm not saying it was a bad thing, because I do think that Luann
deserved
that.
I think it's a human thing to do. I would do it if I mean, why? It's not a mean thing by doing that. It just shows you just don't want that person, because you know that that person that, so for instance, Luann must have been thinking, not Luann, Carol must have been thinking at some point, okay, Aviva and I are not getting along. I don't want her to badmouth me. She clearly already has made up some things or, you know, that aren't true. I'm afraid that she's going to go and put things in Luann's head. Let me make sure I just clear things up now.
That everything's neutral.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think Aviva has, I don't think she's mean. I just can't understand her, though, where she comes from. Because, like, last season, she was so apologetic on the reunion. And then, like, you'd see these parts where she was, like, very unapologetic. And they'd flash back to them. And I didn't understand her. So I really would like to see that side of her. Because I think that deep down, she must be a very good person. She has such a dark past with her leg situation. That was so sad, and I feel so bad for her. I feel for her. So I don't know if it's a front that she puts on to act a little more tough just because she doesn't want to hurt. I'm not really sure, but I'd like to hear what you guys think about that, what you think of Aviva and Carol tonight. And did you think that Carol befriended Luann again because of her situation with Aviva? I'm sure we'll get a lot of comments on that one, because it's a very, you know,
heated topic.
Definitely.
Well, I think the one thing we actually all were in agreement about tonight was that we all are really liking Kristen.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yes.
We're all really liking her.
We are. Yes, we are. And we may have Kristen calling in the next, I don't want to, you know, say right now the exact date, but maybe in the next few weeks she'll be giving us a call, and we'll get to talk to her about all of these situations. So you guys have some time now to, you know, tweet us, whatever, put it on YouTube and let us know your questions for her as well. But I feel like she's almost like she's still kind of standing back a little bit and looking at the mm-hmm. situations. She's not diving right in
which
yet.
Which is no, good I think that's smart. For her to
yes.
do. Absolutely.
Yeah. Unlike some people. Amanda. But she got a lot of airtime tonight.
She did.
I mean, she's smart in that sense. Mm-hmm. If she wanted... It but did, why but burn it, bridges with Sonya?
It looks so...
Pointless.
Nothing's
it
worth
looks
that.
So pathetic. I hate to say that word. That's
I'll
a strong
it.
Word.
Yeah, she's
but
pathetic.
It looks really, really pathetic of
mean.
Her.
Mean. Mean.
And mean-spirited and just annoying and really, really just over the top to try and get that attention for that. She, I mean, she's not really going to get any... I would find it very difficult for anyone to be on her side and say, oh, well, you're a good person.
Right. Well, right. I feel like it's one of those Oof. Where she's, I mean, she's clearly not at the same level. I mean, she wasn't asked to be a housewife. She's, you know, not at the same level career-wise as Carol or some of these yes. other women. And so she's trying to kind of climb her way to be at their level. And but as women, we need to remember that you don't make alliances by saying negative things about other people.
Mm-mm.
You don't. And that I feel like that's her strategy, and it's just not looking good. It just doesn't look good on anyone.
Well, some people say all press is good press, whether it's bad or not. And, I mean, that is technically true. Any sort of press is good to get out there. But you're putting an X on you right away from
day
the beginning.
One, episode one.
Yeah, episode one, already coming in guns blazing to be the drama maker and troublemaker. And
sometimes they win. If you're looking at this in a business standpoint, being devil's advocate for a second, look at Brandy. I mean, she has a petition going on right now. I don't even know what it's up to at this point, that a woman in New York wrote, she put it online, to get her kicked off the show. This is like 3 weeks now. I don't know what they're at yet.
I did see that.
This is going to keep her on the show. Do they not understand the more hated these people are, the more inclined Andy is to keep them on the show? Because the people tune in to see the people they hate more so than the people they love. It's just how it is. Howard Stern said that a long time ago, and look where he is today. You know, I mean, as much as
plenty
we love,
of haters.
Yeah, there's so many people that we really like, but really, are we like vying to watch them at this very moment? No, we want to see the ones that we can. I would tune in if Amanda was on next week. I want to see what she's going to do and who she's going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, does she actually get to sleep with Harry ever?
I don't
or
know.
Does she get cast aside?
Right. I don't know. I if she's an image consultant, she's very sharp and she knows what she's doing and she's not going to do anything without thinking about it. And everything is planned. This is not.
Oh, agreed.
Well,
100% agree. Yeah.
It was nice to see Heather really taking Carol's side and jumping in against Amanda and just kind of putting her
yes.
foot down and saying, "All right, you got to stop this. Like, what's your point?" And saying she was being rude the night before. You know, it was good to see her taking a stance and just kind of being open and honest about that. And we see next week it's going to be a showdown between
Ooh.
Her.
I'm pleasantly surprised with this season. I don't think I liked last season as much as I'm liking this season. I don't know why, but I just find this season to be more. I'm understanding the characters more. I'm actually seeing them. I'm understanding where their mind is. I felt like last season there was so many new people that it was tough for me to get a gauge on all of them and where they were coming
Definitely.
From. And it was a little traumatizing without Bethany and Jill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, still, oh my God, where are you guys? I miss you. And now I'm over it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I like
on
these
to
people.
The next moving forward. Yeah.
Yeah. Toaster Gate. Best word of the night.
Yeah, Toaster Gate.
Did you ever hear that before?
No. Nope.
Me either. No,
Sonya had, clearly.
I think we didn't cover... The one thing we didn't cover is the surfing scene. What did
oh
you guys
gosh.
Think of that? Hotties.
How hot, yeah, seriously. And I'm not talking about
Woo,
the teachers.
Guys?
I'm talking about
the girls.
I was talking about the
guys. I was about to take my jacket off. I'm sweating. Hotties. I mean, no, really, seeing a hot guy in one of those swim things, surf
wetsuit.
Wetsuit.
Yeah.
They don't call it wetsuit for nothing. Jeez. I was like, what is going on right now? This is like rated R. And then we did think, we all thought they were like in their 20s. I mean, looking at
yeah,
them. And
oh,
even
definitely.
Carol's like, oh, 19. Okay, he's 33. I mean, it's not like he's old, but like he's 33. And I thought that was interesting. He doesn't age, but he said he's from Israel. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Maybe they got good genes.
Maybe they have, yeah, right?
Lovely.
And Kristen's body. That
Carol's
and
body.
Carol's
yeah.
body. All
right?
of the bodies. Okay. Ridiculous.
Carol's body reminded me of... why can't I think? Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality.
She's very
where she like you know
strong.
She gets all the way like dressed up and
yeah.
you're just like whoa she's hot and it's yeah. like Carol's got it going on
yeah,
underneath all her clothes.
Kristen's got the boobs I love like
yeah.
she's got like
and
the full
yeah.
like sexy.
She's a model. You
yeah.
expect a little bit more of her that she's of course she's going to be in
Unfairly,
great shape.
She's
a model.
Maybe,
she's
amazing.
She's always going to take care of herself.
How
do
she have a six pack? She has like a 1-year-old. How does Kristen have a six-pack? Crazy.
She's a model. It's her job to have a six-pack.
And then we saw the other bathing suit. I know you wanted to comment on the high-waisted.
Oh, yes. Yeah. In the Hamptons, Alba, her friend, brought a clothing line, or, you know, the swimsuit line. And that high, I mean, I like that look. But Kristen doesn't need it. She's already got legs for days.
Yeah, I know. It's like
she's got a great body. I want to see her in a bikini. I want to see her in as small a swimsuit as possible.
We saw her naked 2 weeks ago getting spray tan. That was a treat.
Sonia was loving that. We should have actually asked Sonia about that.
Yeah, we should have. She would have told us. She would have said, oh, doesn't she have a great body? I know. I could say it. She's so cute. I love her. I hope we get her on soon. We got to get these people to L.A., all of them.
Oh, yes.
All right. I think we covered everything tonight. We did it all.
Hopefully.
I'm sure there'll be something. But we did our best to get everything that was at least very dramatic and fun.
Dun, dun, dun.
The burlesque dance was the best of the night. I cannot believe there were so many different dancers. And
they made like different acts. Even mention 90. It.
I wish we could have seen some of the other stuff going on there. I mean, that would have been great.
Well, she stole the show.
Of course.
She had to.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's get some predictions. For next week. I predict Lindsay's not gonna wear the same thing because you don't wear the same clothes twice. I love that. I was just thinking, like, what is she wearing next week? I throw a jacket on. I'm like, no one knows I already wore this 3 weeks in a while.
Or go back and check.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you predicting, Courtney?
I am predicting, well, I don't think this book thing is going away. And I think kind of like what Sonia was hinting at, as far as there being something more to it than it just being this book thing. I predict that maybe some of that will actually come out, and that we'll see kind of the deeper reasons behind
Bookgate.
Bookgate.
Bookgate part two. Part three, really.
Right? Yeah.
What about you, Lynn?
I think we're definitely going to, you know, maybe get, I think Aviva's going to get some people on her side next week with her story and kind of opening up about everything and the book, stuff like that. So I think she's going to get a couple more, you know, some sympathy and compassion because she has gone through something very traumatic. And I actually cannot wait to see Heather get into it with Amanda. Her telling her, deck me.
Oh.
I'm like, girl, you go
you
and
better,
say that.
Yes,
I
want the next cut better be the punch.
Yes.
Yeah. Heather, awesome. Way to stand up and show your balls.
Show your balls. She does this. And your muscles. Everything. And I'm going to go with my girls on this one. I have nothing else. I think you guys predicted it all. Where can we find you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at COUHEN.
And you guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner and my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
And I'm at Miss Ashley Daniels for Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in again. And we will see you next week. And comment to us on YouTube. Let us know what you want us to talk about for next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.